Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. A swath of the interior is digging out following a record-breaking spring snowstorm. National Weather Service meteorologist Luke Culver says accumulations of 1 to 2 feet piled up at locations around Fairbanks during the Friday through Sunday event.
The storm total at the airport was 14 and a half inches. And then in the hills, we have reports of anywhere from 18 to 24 inches.
Culver says the snowfall set new daily records both Saturday and Sunday, and for the most snow during a 2 or 3 day event in April. He adds that Fairbanks has also now exceeded 90 inches of snow for the season.
91.3 inches. That's about 30 inches above normal and top 12 in terms of any winter.
Culver says the last time Fairbanks had more than 90 inches of snow in the season was the winter of 1992-93, when 122 inches fell. Fairbanks' all-time single-season snowfall record of 145 inches was set in 1990-91. Culver says Fairbanks' current snow depth at the airport is 40 inches, impressive for this point in April.
Only 1991 and 1918 have had higher snow depths for April 4th.
High winds ushered out the storm late yesterday, and some power outages were reported. Snow removal crews are still working to open up roads. Fairbanks North Star Borough School District classes are canceled today, and the borough's transit bus and van trans service are not running today. The Esther Volunteer Fire Department reported that the roof over a garage bay collapsed early Sunday. It says firefighters were in the building at the time, but able to get out safely. The Chena Goldstream Fire Department is temporarily handling Esther fire calls. Minimal additional snow is expected this week, but Culver says cold air from the high Arctic is dropping down over northern Alaska.
High temperatures this upcoming week will probably be in the single digits to teens above. And then low temperatures will be single digits below to teens below, near record low temperatures and near record low high temperatures as well for this time of year.
Culver says even colder overnight lows are possible if skies completely clear. The Department of Health and Social Services announced 197 new Alaska resident COVID-19 cases Friday. Among the cases confirmed Thursday were 65 in Anchorage, 34 in Wasilla, and 24 in Fairbanks. Other interior region cases included 3 each in North Pole and Delta Junction, 2 in Healy, and 1 in Salcha. There were also 8 new non-resident cases identified statewide, including 1 in Fairbanks. The DHSS reported 1 new virus hospitalization with 42 confirmed or suspected COVID patients in Alaska hospitals, including 6 on ventilators. Anchorage economic consultant Jonathan King, who independently analyzes state COVID numbers and produces weekly reports, says Alaska's virus cases and hospitalizations are trending up again.
We are going to see a surge, and we are experiencing that surge right now, that is greater than what we experienced last summer.
King suspects the change reflects people letting their guard down.
We have a lot of pandemic fatigue right now. Everybody would really like this to be over. And I think that is going to drive case rates higher.
King says the vaccination of many older Alaskans means fewer COVID deaths, but he maintains masking and social distancing remain important as those who have been vaccinated build immunity and efforts to inoculate others continue.
There are going to be people getting sick and there are going to be people dying over the next 6 to 8 weeks that didn't need to get sick or die if people had maintained the public health measures.
King adds that most people who want and have access to vaccination have gotten it, leaving the more difficult task of reaching those who either don't or are opposed to vaccination.
And so it is going to take more effort. It's going to take more effort than it took a couple weeks ago where people were lining up for the vaccine.
Many available vaccination appointments are going unfilled. A community-wide search for missing people in the Fairbanks area is being planned for later this spring. Among the missing are 4 Alaska Native people, Frank Manano, Debbie Nicktoon, Doran Sanford, and Willis Durendoff, who all went missing last year and have been the subject of extensive and ongoing search efforts. Volunteer coordinator Peter Captain Jr. is helping organize a large search effort planned for right after the snow melts and rivers break up.
We really want thousands of people because we want a big search. We have a big city here that needs to be searched. So we look forward to a really productive, busy weekend that weekend. We've been in contact with the United States Army, National Guard. They're willing to participate and help us.
On another front, Captain Junior says local Native organizations are working to establish a reward fund for information about the whereabouts of missing tribal members.
And we want to reach at least 25,000, but then we want to ask our organizations to match that.
Captain Junior says they're hoping to have the reward fund administered by the Tanana Chiefs Conference or Fairbanks Native Association, and emphasizes that the money will be additional to rewards already being offered by families of the missing. The University of Alaska Fairbanks has released a report outlining recommendations for administrative job cuts, including in the athletic department. It's the latest effort to accommodate reductions in state funding implemented since 2014, including a three-year, $70 million cut dictated by a compact between UA Regents and Governor Mike Dunleavy in 2019. KiwiSea's Robin reports.
Along with sister campuses in Juneau and Anchorage, UAF did 2 years of academic reviews. Last June, the Regents voted to eliminate 40 programs across the state. In preparation for this year's cuts at UAF, they continued an administrative review. Dan White has been implementing cuts to UAF since he became chancellor.
Kind of parallel to those expedited academic reviews at the request of the Faculty Senate, we also review administrative functions. And so last year we reviewed all our business offices, and this year the request of the Senate was to review administrative positions.
This latest report, which the chancellor announced on Friday, is focused on further streamlining management. The Committee of Professors and Staff Members looked at the programs under the 6 vice chancellors at UAF to see if they are, quote, sustainable in a time of such severe budget cuts, unquote.
What I'll do now is work with the vice chancellors, look at the recommendations they received in their areas. Some are things that we can and want to take a look at right away.
The group came up with recommendations for the university and the chancellor, including eliminating athletics. In their report, they wrote, quote, "With some sadness, the committee recommends elimination of the athletics program. It's not reasonable to continue to eliminate academic programs without cutting the athletics budget and program. The severity of the budget cuts makes seriously considering this recommendation imperative," unquote. As recently as September, when University of Alaska Anchorage athletic programs were facing the same budget axe, Chancellor White affirmed that no UAF athletic programs were to be cut in this school year, but he also said everything remains on the table.
We are looking hard at administration, and we're looking hard at all areas of the university as we manage the budget cuts.
The Administrative Review Committee's report, including all the recommendations, is on the UAF Chancellor's website. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
The Fairbanks North Star Borough's Trails Advisory Commission is meeting tonight to hear from consultants hired to help update the borough's comprehensive trail plan. R&M Consultants is gathering public input about which trails should be included in the plan and strategies for maintaining them. They've held 2 public meetings already, but Borough Trails Coordinator Bryant Wright says people can also provide input by going to an online interactive map.
You can draw out trail ideas, or if you know of a trail that is really important to you or your neighborhood and it's not in our trail plan, you can draw that in there. You can put little points on the map and say, hey, here's a problem here.
The map and information on how to join tonight's 6 o'clock Trails Advisory Commission meeting on Zoom are at fnsbtrailsplan.com. Additional public work sessions are planned for May and July. I'm Dan Bross.